I understand that some planing took place in the kitchen.
Believe me, it was not one for ink or even chalk. Frog Crelandon, the FAE, first among equals of the Order of the New Circle, had sat down across the table from me. For the first 9¾ years of my time at the Consent, he had ignored me, except in Chalk Hall, where he was obliged to pay attention. Lately, he was acting as if we were friends. This was to be expected. With luck, 30 or 40 new avowed would be joining us at Appert. Even though they were not here yet, they seemed to surround us like ghosts, which made me seem older by contrast. Not long after, if things went according to the usual pattern, the bells would signal the aught of Elliger, and all the tenors would come together to watch me take a vow that would bind me to one order or another. 11 of my crop had been collected, brought straight into the math from Extramuros. The other 21 had joined the Unarian math first and spent at least a year under their discipline before graduating to the tenors. They tended to be a little bit older than us collects. All collection, and most graduation, happened during Appert. Though if a one-off showed exceptional promise, he or she could graduate early by passing through the labyrinth that connected the Unarian to the Decenarian math. But this had only happened 3 times while I'd been here. The full wiring diagram of how Avout came here from Extramuros and from small feeder maths in the region, and how they moved from one math to another, was complicated and not really worth explaining. The upshot was that in order to maintain our nominal strength of 300, we tenors would need to take in about 40 new people at Appert. Some, we couldn't know how many, would be graduating from the Unarian math. The balance would be made up by collection, and by trolling through hospitals and shelters for abandoned newborns. Once that was all done, I'd be facing a choice. Fra Corlandon was sounding me out, perhaps even recruiting me, for the new circle. I had always been seen as a fit of Orlo and a few other Edharians who assisted him in his theorics. They spent whole days together in tiny chalk halls, and when they came out, I would go in and see their handwriting all tangled together on the slates, snarled skeins of equations and diagrams of which I understood perhaps 1 symbol in 20. At this very moment, I was supposed to be working on a problem that Orlo had set for me. A photomnemonic tablet bearing an image of Sant Tancred's nebula, from which I was supposed to answer certain questions about the formation of heavy nuclei in the cores of stars. Definitely not a new circle kind of exercise. So why would the new circle take it into their heads now that I might choose them at Elliger?
Orlo is an impressive theoretician, Fra Corlandon said. I regret that I haven't been souvened by him more.
The flaw in this was obvious. Odds were that Corlandon was going to spend 60 or 70 more years in the same math with Orlo. If he really meant what he said, why didn't he simply pick up his stew bowl and walk across the refectory to Orlo's table? Fortunately, my mouth was full of bread, and so I did not subject Fra Corlandon to a withering blast of Telenian analysis. Chewing my food gave me time to realize that he was just speaking polite nothings. Edharians never talked this way. Spending all my time around Edharians, I had forgotten how to do it. I tried to unlimber those parts of my mind that were used for polite conversation. Probably a good thing to do anyway on Appert Eve.
I'm sure you could arrange to be souvened by Orlo if you sat down near him and said something wrong.
Fra Corlandon chuckled at my joke.
I'm afraid I don't know enough about the stars even to say something wrong.
Well, today, for once, he said something that wasn't about stars.
That's what I heard. Who could have guessed that our cosmographer was an enthusiast for dead languages?
This entire sentence went by me. A little like when you are eating a slice of canned fruit and suddenly it slides down your throat before you've had a chance to chew it. Having finally got the hang of polite chit-chat, I returned the favor of chuckling at his remark. But before I could really think about what he was saying, I noticed Leo and Jezri carrying their bowls to the kitchen. 2 other Fids stood, as though caught up in their wake, and followed them. Following their glances, I noticed Grandsor Tamara standing by the exit, with her arms folded. She reacted as if I had hit her with a spitball from across a crowded chalk hall, swiveling her head to strafe me with her eyes. I still had no idea what was going on, but I excused myself from Fra Corlandon and carried my bowl into the kitchen. Seven of the other fids were there, hurriedly cleaning their bowls, but none of them knew any more than I did.